Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Welcome back to the show. Today is a Friday episode, and we always start a Friday with a rating and review. So today, this is from one of my mentors and friends and a person who I've had on the podcast twice now. I don't do that lightly, but I knew that her story was worth a second episode, especially since there was so much change and transformation from her first one. And it was by Coraline. She says, "The space Marcia holds is incredible. I've had the absolute pleasure of being a guest on Marcia's show twice now. I frequently listen to this podcast to help me stay bold when it comes to sharing my story and doing meaningful work in the world. You'll be blown away by the vulnerability and her ability to break down complex topics down into digestible tidbits. Every time I listen, I am inspired, motivated, and I go after all my dreams. Thank you, Marcia, and all the guests." So, Thank you, Coraline. That was only a couple of weeks ago. And again, it's a fantastic episode. Okay, today we are going to do a quick Friday episode on speaking your vision to life. So as we talk about this, this is something you hear me talk about here often. When it comes to NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, we don't necessarily talk about goal setting and SMART goal setting. It is really about creating achievable outcomes. And that means that we are creating the vision of what we want to create. We're putting it out into the world. We're setting the intention. I'm going to take a tiny bit of a different spin with this one today. Because first off, I just want to share that how important I think it is that we speak our visions out loud and we say them with energy, even though we don't know how they're going to come to fruition. It gives your mind a roadmap and your subconscious mind a roadmap and an outline for where you're going. As I say, you are always only ever speaking life into where you're going, or you're reliving the past. So you're replaying the past or you're creating the future. That's it. You can't do anything else other than those two things with your thoughts as you're speaking them into life. And so when we're doing this and we're speaking about where we're going, a lot of things happen. It opens up the doors. I swear, it leaves this message out there in the universe that, you know what? She's serious. She's serious and she wants to do this. It opens up that door. The thing is that the person that you don't know yet, but who hears you or is connected to you or is sitting next to you at a networking thing, they hear it and they're like, you know what? I know somebody who's really great at that. Or I know somebody else who does that. Or I know somebody who has a platform that can share that. This beautiful piece of connection and collaboration comes to life. Is all of a sudden you start to realize that you don't have to have it all figured out by yourself. That's the first thing. The second thing is that you might be one introduction away from connecting with a person who can help you bring that to life. Or maybe the person who can accelerate it. Maybe it's somebody who's already done it. But we sit in this space of, I can't talk about it until it's done, till I know how it's going to fall, till I know how it's all going to work out. And I think that that is going to cause you to miss out on some of the magic and the things that can happen for you in the process. So we always want to speak life into where we're going. We want to set goals and intentions for where we're going. And then I also equally think it's as important that we let it incubate until it's time. So let me clarify this. I don't mean you have to shout it out and share it with everybody. You might have your select people where they are the ones who can pour into you and help you to see things that you can't see. Maybe you don't share it with the world, because as I've shared before, when I decided to write my solo book and I shared it with the people closest to me in my life and they thought it was the worst idea in the world, I almost didn't do it. So be very mindful about who you're sharing something with. I do think that's important. But speaking your vision into life is really important. And as we do this, you can let it incubate. And what that means is that it can sit and percolate for a long time before it actually comes to life with no pushing or forcing. Again, the funny piece about this is being the female here who spent almost her whole life in the masculine, like pushing the crap out of things. I think I'm getting a lot better at this. I actually had an idea for a speaker's program probably a year ago. Speaking is actually where I started almost 9 years ago in this space. And I really wanted to be able to help people to speak and share their message. Combining that with the tools of NLP, because the reason why the tools of NLP are important are because the reasons why you tell yourself you can't speak or you can't put your message out there or you can't talk about what you're doing is because you're believing something subconsciously that is an old story that's on repeat. And I hate to say it, but all of our subconscious thoughts and beliefs, they're not real. They're like based on old past stories. They're not real. We believe them to be real. We feed them to be real. And that is what keeps us stuck. So where can you test the waters a little bit by speaking a vision to life and let it go, like detach when you put it out there, let it go until maybe it'll come back around, maybe it won't. And trust that there is a point, a message when this is going to come to fruition for you. So I shared that I had this speaking program I wanted to do for the longest time. I have a lot of different pieces moving in my business right now. And every time I've tried to put it together, it's like, nope, something doesn't feel right. Something doesn't feel right. And I didn't know why. And I sat with it and I was like, I really want some simplicity with it. So speaking that vision to life and then letting it incubate without forcing it and pushing it allowed more creativity to come in. And when creativity comes in, we're more tapped into our intuition, which then opens up more doors again. So it can be a real win-win when you stop and listen to the downloads that are happening. And I had this really cool download where it's like, you know what? This is going to be really simple. I am actually taking information from people who are looking to be part of this, but it's going to be an audio program for now where it's like, how can we help you to build more confidence, to share your message, to get rid of the jitters, to be able to be in a space of trusting that your message is meant for someone else? The thing is that when you can learn to get out of your own way, it's not about you. It actually isn't. I'm sorry, I have to say this, it's not about you. When you can focus on who is your message for, who is your story for, who are your solutions for, and someone somewhere is praying for the solutions that you are holding on to, will help you to recognize that it's actually not about me. It's not. I had a vision in January of what I was going to create in Q1 of this year. This is not goals. This is intentions. When I set that intention and I wrote it down, honestly, I looked at it and went, that's crazy because I've never done it before. And here's the last thing I want to say on this is that we set goals with who we are today. I want to challenge you to set your next vision with who you are becoming and what you're doing in the process. So when I set my goals in January, I've released it and shared it many times on this podcast. I got my ass handed to me in 2023, like handed to me in 2023. It was a really hard year. I almost wanted to quit right up until December 31st. I'm like, I'm out. I'm tapping out. I'm done. This is too hard. Almost, seriously. Then January 1st, I got up and went, okay, if you don't quit, what does it feel like? What does business and life get to feel like? And I have more to share on this, but this is a piece that I want to share for today, is I crafted what did the first quarter of the year look like, feel like, what do I see, what do I hear, what do I feel? And that is really what it comes down to when you're setting a goal, setting a vision, setting an intention for your life. I promise you this, ask yourself these questions. What do I see, what do I hear, what do I feel? I keep anchoring in on that. And that is what I kept focusing on. I spend more time this quarter giving back to myself, listening to my own nervous system needs, like regulating myself. I worked my ass off in this Q1, but in a very different way. And it felt really good. And when I set that goal in January, it made no sense. I didn't understand how. The how doesn't matter. And I just put it out there. I spoke it. I wrote it. I said it. I was grateful for it. I practiced the nervous system regulation work that I do to feel that I could hold this growth, this change. And as I did that, and as I started to watch things unfold, it was like, holy crap, I think we're going to do it. I think we hit it by like March 15th, which was really cool. And so it's like, all right, now speak the vision into life. What's the next quarter going to look like? What is it going to look like? What is it going to feel like? What am I going to see? What am I going to hear? What am I going to feel? Those three things are really important when you're doing this. And here's the last piece of it is that the person that's setting the goal today, today's April 1st, the person that is setting the goal today for Q2, I can't set it based on who I was in January or even who I am on April 1st. I set those goals with who am I at the end of June? How did I show up in my life? How did I show up for my clients? How did I support myself in the growth? What do I see? What do I feel? What do I hear? And I speak that vision into life. And then I always follow it up with this or something better, this or something better. And it's possible. I'm telling you, it's possible. I have made connections with people that I did not know in January, that have opened up doors, that we've brought in for publishing, that we are helping with writing their damn book, that are in Outspoken, that are in the next round of the waitlist for Outspoken. Like these people that I didn't know in January. This is what can happen. Speak it to life, detach from how, because how doesn't matter to you. It's actually not your business. Speak it to life, put it out there, and be in this space of like, show me the magic and let me see how it gets to happen. And it can unfold in the most incredible ways, incredible ways. I have more details to share on that. I just want to share that with you today is speak your vision to life. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? As you do that, then let it incubate, because when that time comes, when the creative downloads come, it will come and unfold in ways you can't even imagine, and then celebrate it when it does. Celebrate it when it does. So if you want to learn how, there's so many things coming this month and I want to share them all with you, but I'm not going to bombard you. We are doing a program called Bespoke, and it is an audio program to help you to craft your message, be able to build the confidence to share your message on whatever stage it is that you own. Your stage might be a podcast, as a guest, as a host, as a Instagram live, as actual stage, whatever that is. How can we use these tools of nervous system regulation, your subconscious reprogramming, to help you speak your message to life? It's a very cool concept the way we're doing it. For right now, there is a promo that's on. It's in the show notes, and you can join us, and we kick off with being an audio program. They're like my new favorite thing. You can plug them into your ears and you can listen to them as you go. It's a private podcast feed. It's fantastic. So I can't wait to continue to support you in bringing your visions to life and speaking these pieces and putting them together and bringing them to life. And I'm just grateful to be able to do this work and support so many people in the process. So I hope that this message lands. If you have any questions, anything speaks to you, please just reach out. I'm at like one DM away and I answer them and all myself because I want to be able to stay connected with you. Thank you so much for being here. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.